This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger, that's all.
We're on Mem Gimel Amed Beis, five Shuvis up from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Abohu, Omer Rabbi Yechem, Kol Yisurin Sheba Toiro, Ein Heta Mesarat Leisa. If you have a piece of nevela and a piece of kosher meat, even though they're stuck together, or even though they are mixed together, let's say you chopped them up together, if you don't have a kezias of the isa, then it does not get malchus. We disregard the fact that together it's a kezias. The heter is not added to fill the quota of a kezias to give malchus. You have to have isa alone the kezias. Chutz meisur enasa, except in the case of enasa. The case of enasa was also to drink wine. If wine and bread are mixed together, let's say he dipped his bread in wine, and together it's a kezias, even though the wine itself is not a kezias, he gets malchus for being eivah on the isa of wine of enasa. Although it's less than a kezias, it's the bread that adds up to the kezias. So by nazir we say hetar mitzaref leisa. Why? Shehari omra tera mishras. Tera said anything soaked in wine. So why mention soaked in wine? If it's the wine that's the isa, and not the thing that you soak, so you must say the thing that you soaked also becomes asa, and is added up to the wine to create the shir kizayit. Say that. Uzeri oma. Zeri agrees with that. Only adds one more. Afsoyer baal taktiru. Also the isa of burning chometz, that's called soyer, on the mizbeach. You can't burn chometz on the mizbeach. Now what do you burn on the mizbeach? Of that kind, you burn the chometz of a mincha. Mincha is flour mixed with oil, and a chometz from the mincha you burn on the mizbeach. But suppose that chametz turned sour at leaven, became chametz, it's isa d'oraisa to burn it on the mizbeach. So, in the case of soya bal taktiru, if you have a half kezias of soya and a half kezias that's not chametz, it adds up together and he gets malchus. There heta is mistaf l'isa also. So now, according to Zeya, there are two cases. By nausea, and by Sarah Bal Taktir. The Gemara says, Keman, from whom does he learn that? According to whom does he say that? Ki Rabbi Elozo de Dorish Kol. Above he said, Kol. And it states that Kol Soya, Kol Chomes Lo Saktir Al HaMizbeach. So kol comes to add, not only when it's just chametz alone, but chametz together with non-chametz also adds up to kezias and makes him chayev for this aveva, because the word kol includes that too. Say that. Now look in Tesis on the next amud, Tesis that begins Elah. Three lines after Tesis spreads, Pirish La'abaya, show it to your neighbors with your finger, please. The next Amun, Tesis, El Abaya, three lines after Tesis spreads, El Abaya. Ho de hetam is Sarah for Isa, when do you say that? Hainu kishi yesh minu Isa yesh minu hetam. If there's more isa than heta, oh, sheshneyem bishop, if they're at least equal, avo kishe heta rabo la isa e mitzvah. So now he's telling us, according to this shita, avaya shita, Heta Mistaraf Le'isa is only when the Isa is either the majority or at least 50-50. The Isa is a minority, you don't say that the Heta becomes part of the Isa. Just say that aside, that's all. Now, back to Gemara, the last words in Amud Beis, Ihofi. Last words in Amud Beis, Ihofi. If so, if you're relying on the word kol to say Heta Mistaraf Le'isa, in the case of Soyo Bal Taktiru, then the Inyan Chomets of Pesach Nan, because the Chomets says, Kol Mar Chomets is Lo Sochelu. So when it comes to eating Chomets on Pesach, if there's a piece of Chomets, together the piece of Nan, Chomets of Matzah, he should also get Malkus, and let the Matzah add up to the Kizayas. Let's say Heta Mitzav Lisa. But you also have the word kol, kol mahmes elusa, he was hitting kasha. And from Enoch and Nami, it's so. It's actually so. According to what Rababo Omar Vichen is saying, that because of the word kol, hetem esav lisa, so we have now three cases. You have nausea, isure nausea, and you have seir bal taktir, you shouldn't burn seir on the mizbeah, and the third is chomet de pesa. Heta Mistaraf Le'isa, because you have a kol. So why did he mention Soyo Bal Taktiru? Why did he mention the din of Chometz of Pesach, which is more usual? Because this is only Soyo Bal Taktiru, only on the Mizbeach. So why did he mention about Chometz of Pesach, which is a widespread practice of eating in the houses? People eat. So in the houses, it's more important to tell this. That Chometz, Heta Mistaraf Le'isa. So why did he skip that and talk about burning seir on the Mizbeah? And the Gemara tells it for a purpose. He wants to tell us that there's no such thing as Haktorah on the Mizbeah less than the Kizayas. Now, explain that. When they take the Kemetz out of the Mincha, the Kehanim cannot eat the rest of the Mincha unless the Kemetz is burned on the Mizbeah. Now the question, how much has to be burned on the Mizbeah? So others say, others says a whole Kizayas at least. A Kizayas has to be burned. Kizayas or the Kemetz. Without the Kizayas or the Kemetz, it's not called Haktorah. And therefore it wouldn't give permission to eat the rest of the Mincha. And Abai holds even less than a Kizayas is called Haktorah. Therefore, above he said, Zera said, Af Se'oya Bal Taktiru, in a matter of Se'oya, you don't need a whole Kizayas to be a Chayev because Chometz, the Se'oya, adds up to non-Chometz. If he burns it together on the Mizbeah, he gets Malkus. But together, it's a Kizayas. So you see from that, you have to burn the Kizayas. The Chometz, the Seir itself wouldn't make him Chayav Malkus. It's because there is non-Chometz with the Seir together, it adds up to Kizayas. Since it's a Kizayas, he's able on Seir Bal Taktir. But suppose with the Seir alone, it wouldn't be Chayav, because Seir less than a Kizayas is not Chayav. Not like Abaye holds, less than a Kizayas is called Haktorah. That's why he said that example. Inside now. Ein Hanam, Chometz Bepesa also. Heta Mistaraf Le'isa. Why did they say Seir Bal Taktiru instead of telling Chometz of Pesach? The Apuki Min Abaye, to close out Abaye's opinion, to exclude Abaye's opinion. Don't Abaye say, Yesh Haktorah LePochas MiKizayas, and you don't need to resort to the Heta Mistaraf Le'isa. Even without that, he gets Malkus, because a little bit of Isra alone. Kamashma alone, the Haktorah Elah LePochas MiKizayas. He's only chayav because Heta Mistaraf Le'isa to add up to a Kizayas. Say that. Yosef Rav Dimi was sitting and he said over this subject. He said over the whole piece of one we just learned from Omer Rav Omer Rav Yechanan and what Zera said and what the Gemara added. Omer Rav Abai said to Rav Dimi, "Bechol Yisurim Shabbat Torah, all other Yisurim, and Heta Mistaraf Le'isa, mean to say only by nausea and by Seir Bal Taktiru and by Chomer Zepesa, and otherwise, Hetzer, not the Sfarf Le'isa, but not. Now, the following Mishnah is not so simple, and there'll be cautious on it, but we'll learn it in the meantime the best we can. Ha-mikpo shel trumo. Mikpo means a congealed soup. It's like a thick soup. When it cools off, it becomes something like a pudding. Mikpo means congealed. So it's trumo. Ve-hashum ve-hashemen shel chulim. It has in it garlic and oil of chulim. Now, well, to make it easier, we'll say the garlic is recognizable, pieces of garlic there, and the oil, it recognizes little pools of oil in that pudding, that mikvah. So the whole thing in general is tumah. But these adding, these condiments that he added, the shum and the shemen, are chul. Now, a tul yom, a person who was tumah, but he was table, and he'll become perfectly toya at night, it's called the Tvul Yom, before the nighttime comes. And he touches Tumi, makes the Tumi a puzzle. A Tvul Yom puzzles Tumi. The Noga Tvul Yom be mixos, a Tvul Yom touched part of this whole thing, puzzle is cool, he made the whole thing puzzle. Because, since the majority is Tumi, so even the pieces of Holland that are in it, are bottled to the Tumi, and they also become posel, although chulam doesn't become posel if a tul yom touches them. But since they are accessories to the mikpeh, the shum shemen are accessories to the mikpeh, which is tumah, so they also acquire a din of tumah, and if a tul yom touches any part, the whole business becomes posel. We have mikpeh shel chulam, but suppose the mikpeh is chulam. Let's say he had a certain food made out of cholim, and it was made in like a soup, and it congealed into a pudding. And the pieces of garlic there, and little pools of oil, which are tumen. And the tul yom touched these pieces of tumen, or he touched these little pools of tumen, of shum shemen. He makes posel only the place where he touched Bilvada alone. But the rest of it is not posel. But the rest of it is chulam. And chulam doesn't become posel that Tvul Yom touches. So again, in the second case, the Sefer of this Mishnah is talking about a mikpeh of chulam, and there are pieces of shum there, of garlic, and little pools of shemen, of tumen, and the garlic and shemen both are tumen. And the Tvul Yom touched the garlic or touched the shemen. So only those places that he touched, that's the tumah places, are posel. But the rest of the mikveh, which is chulam, do not become posel. Because chulam doesn't become posel, it's chulam touching. Now first you have to hear. In the first case, in the reisha, where the shum, where the mikveh is tumah, and the shum is chulam, if he touched only the shum, the whole thing is posel. Because the shum is bottled to the tumah. And the sefer, where the mikpah is chulam, and the shum is tumah, and it touched the shum, only the shum becomes pasul. Because the mikpah is chulam, chulam can become pasul. But havina, but we ask a kasha on that. In the sefer, if it touched the shum of tumah, mikay ma'goya ma'ipsul, the place that he touched, why should it be posel? Or botli luhu tavlin b'reiv, the tavlin, the condiments, means the shum, the garlic should be bottled b'reiv in the mikpah. And should become like chulim. So even the shum of tumah should lose its character, since the majority is chulim, and all mikpah is chulim, so the shum should be considered also like chulim. Now that's the only point is not understandable here. Because when there's something bottled, when you can't recognize it, then it gets lost and it's bottled. But when something is recognized, but not bottled, let's say, if a piece of treife meat falls into a big vat of kosher meat, there's 1,000 times as much kosher meat. So if it gets lost, it's bottled. But you can still recognize which is the treif of meat. It's never bottled. So what's the boy asking, let it be bottled? How does human become bottled? Recognize it. Now that, we'll have to leave. They explain that, because they said, since it's tumeh d'rabbanan, because shum is not really tumeh, don't give tumeh d'raisa m'shum. So therefore it should be bottled. The swallow of that still has to be explained. That's the only point I told you before, and I can't explain. So we'll leave it for the time being. So the Gemara asked, there was a kash on this Mishnah, if it touches the shum of tumeh, why should the shum itself also become possible? Why should the shum even become possible? The shum also should not become possible. For the shum should be considered lost its identity because it's bottled by reiv in the mikvah shel chul. That's a kasha. Again, say it again. The Havina boy asked the kasha in the sefer. Mikvah magvah my psul. Why is it possible when it touches the shum of tumah? Or bottled by chul, betavlin by reiv. The tavlin means the tavlin of tumah, the shum. Is bottled in the reiv and the majority of the mikvah is chul. Just it loses character of tumah. And if he touches it, even the shum shouldn't become possible. That's a kasha. Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chono, Matan, what's the reason that the shum doesn't lose its character and it's still considered as if it's truma and it becomes possible that William touches it? Hoyil Vizor Leka Leia Bikizayas. Because if a czar, a non-Kayan, would eat that shum, together with a little bit of the mikpeh, it would be heta mesarif leisa, would add up to a kezayas, he would get malchus for eating tumah. Well, he didn't eat a kezayas or tumah. Eat a kezayas of tumah plus mikpeh, together constitute a kezayas. Still would get malchus. So since it still had a certain shivas of tumah on it, because the czar would get malchus for it, even though it's less than a kezias, the little pieces of shum. But still, if you ate the little pieces of shum with some of the mikvah, it would be hetman south leisa get malchus. Therefore the mikvah is not mevasel the shum entirely, and the shum still maintains its character of tumah. That's what they said there. That's how they explain this Mishnah. Now I told you the Mishnah is not easy to understand, and even the explanation needs a little more hesber to it. I'll say it once more, just as is. And the sefer, where the mikveh is chulin, and the pieces of shum are truma, so the Mishnah states, if a tvulyim touches the shum, he passels the shum, because it's truma. He doesn't passel the mikveh, because it's chulin. So he asked the kashe, why should he passel the shum? The shum should lose its character of truma, it's a bottle. And the mikvah, the shum shel tumah should be bottled in mikveh shel chulin, because it's an accessory to the mikveh of chulin. So the shum should lose its character of tumah. So the answer is no. The shum doesn't lose its character of tumah because there's still a chumrah on that shum. If he would eat the shum, that's the way. Suppose he would scoop out with a spoon from that whole pudding a piece of shum and some mikvah. Let's say it would be more shum than mikvah. Or equal shum, the same amount as a piece of mikvah in the spoon. Equal and equal. If we had them in Sarah for Israel, and you get malchus, so his shum still has a shivas on it. That's why it's not bottled in the mikvah, it still retains its character of truman. Say up to here. Hechi damit, what is it like? It means how does he get malchus if a czar would eat the kezias consisting of shum plus mikpah? Lav, isn't it mishum de'etem esaraf le'isa? So we see etem esaraf le'isa by tumah too, in addition to the things you said above, and to my law. Now, my kezias, what does it mean? He would get malchus. The kezias doesn't mean the kezias of shum, of tumah, mixed together with mikpah, because of hetam esav leisa. No. The ike kezias birdei achilis pras, because there's a kezias of truma, of shum, in every pras of the whole pudding. A pras is the amount of four eggs, the volume of four eggs. When there's a mixture of isa and heta, and the isa is so much that in the volume of four eggs of the entire mixture, there's at least a kezias, that anybody eats that, and eaten a kezias, because the achilas plus, and therefore it gets a malchus. So it's not because of heta masaf lisa. No, there's a kezias of shum in every pras of the mikvah. Let me explain a little more. The criterion of achila, when is it called achila? If something can be eaten in the shia of achila's pras. Give a mashal. When somebody eats on Yom Kippur, if it, let's say he has a chole, he has to eat on Yom Kippur. So we advise him, since you have to eat, then eat in a way that's less severe. Eat that it should be a kezias, and it'll take longer than achilas pras to eat the kezias. I mean, eat a half kezias now and wait about 8 minutes. By 8 minutes' time, you could have eaten up four volumes of bread, the size of it, four egg volumes of bread. Then eat a second half kezias. It doesn't add up together. It's not considered like you ate on Yom Kippur to be high of a chorus. So even though he's a sick man, we try to avoid the isa chomer, make it more lenient. So we tell him, eat a half kezias, what you have to eat, and wait about 8 minutes. 8 minutes is surely more than the time it takes to eat a pras, means four egg volumes of bread, and eat another half kezias. It doesn't add up together. So we see, what's the criterion of achila? If you can eat a kezias in a mixture of achila's pras. If you have a kezias of truma mixed into a pudding of chulin, and when you'll eat four egg volumes of the pudding, by that time you shall have eaten at least a kezias of truma, then he gets malchus. But suppose he has to eat more than four egg volumes of the whole mixture, and in order to eat a kezias of truma, he doesn't get malchus. So that's called kezias b'tei achilas pras. So he said, not because it had the misaf lisa, that less than a kezias of tumah is added to some chulin, and together it constitutes a whole kezias to make him chayav for tumah. No. Outside of the nausea and the things mentioned above, we don't say anywhere else had the misaf lisa. Here, what's the chumah that he said, why the shum is not bottled? Because he's like a zal and like a kezias? Don't mean the kezias with head masaf lisa. I mean the kezias with the achilas pras of the mixture. There's so much shumin of tumah that if you eat four kebetzim volume of the pras, that means achilas pras with this mixture, you would eat the kezias of shum. Therefore, the shum is choshev, it's not bottle. Say that. Just to explain, Rabbi, sometimes when you come here, there's so much noise, and I have to answer you and shout above the noise, I lose my voice, won't be able to finish up this year. I'll explain once more. Now that is quiet. He said a reason why the shum is not bottled. He gave one reason, because as a shivas, it could be chayav malchus for hetem esaraf le'isa, for ate a kezias, consisting of shum and mikvah together. So it would seem as a proof that hetem esaraf le'isa by truma too, in addition to the things he mentioned above. He says no. The chshivas of the shum, why it's not bottled? Not because he had the mesav l'isa. When he said hoyel v'zarlek elo v'kezayas, it means if it would eat a kezayas, but the achilas pras. It means this mixture, there's so much shum that in every four basin of the mixture there is a kezayas of shum. That's why it's not bottled. Because if you eat four basin, you get malchus. If there is less than a kezayas in four basin, then, yes, it would be bottled. Because he wouldn't get malchus for eating four kebetzim. There's less than a kezias in four kebetzim. And by the time he eats up a kezias, he would have eaten up more than four kebetzim of the mixture. More than four kebetzim of the mixture prevents the pieces of shum from being added up together. So once more now. Above he asks, why isn't the shum bottled? He says, that's what there is, a tradition. So what does it mean, lekel b'kezayis? So first he wanted to say, hetam esaf le'isa. So therefore, that's why it's not bottled. Hetam esaf le'isa. You could eat a piece of shum and we can get malchus. Therefore, because of that consideration, it's too important for the shum to be bottled. So he said, no, that's not the reason. But it says, hoyel azar lekel b'kezayis, it means, if a zar would eat this shum, he would eat this mikveh, he'd get malchus for eating this shum. Why? Because the shum is at least a kezayis in every four basin of the mixture. Oh, if there's so much shum in that mixture, then at least a kezayis in every achivas bas, so you get malchus for eating it here. And therefore, it's not bottled. Say that. Hey, the gemara. Kezayis with achivas bas, the amaisu. Are you telling me that this is the Araisa? Timid was a Chiddush. Even though the Kezayas gets lost in Achilles Pras. Achilles Pras is a lot of food of Cholim. The Mikveh is a lot, big amount. Four volumes. Four egg volumes. And the Kezayas is at most a half or a third of an egg. So surely bottled by oil? No, you say no. Since there's the kezayis of Isa in four egg volumes of the entire mixture, and if he would eat four egg volumes, he'd get malchus. So therefore, you're telling me kezayis, the achilas prasi de raisa? Now remember, if there's less than a kezayis in four egg volumes, let's say there's a mixture that's five egg volumes, and there's one kezayis mixed in all five egg volumes. And ate all five egg volumes. So it means he ate all kezayis. He doesn't get malchus. Because it's not considered like eating the kezayis at one time. Because it took too long. It took him to eat out of that kezayis, kedei achilas, more than the pras. But if in four egg volumes there's a kezayis, then it'd be chayav if he ate, because that's considered one eating. I'll explain that once more to your neighbors. It's a simple thing, everybody should know that. But still, since there are some maschilim here, so I had to repeat it. Right on. So he meant to say, kezayis de achilas prasi de raisa. Amar, they said, ain't no, yes, it's the raisa. Yehochi, if so, if kezayis de achilas prasi de raisa, amai pligi rabbonin alei de rabbi alezer v'kutach habali above. Why did the Rabbanan differ with Rabbi Lezer, who says Kutach HaBavli is a real chametz? Why should they differ? Because in Kutach HaBavli it's sour cream in which bread was mixed. So don't you have a kezayis v'achilas pras there? In the mixture of sour cream with bread in it, at least in every four basin, you have at least one kezayis. So why should anybody differ? Why are the Chachamim lenient over there? So you must elamai. What else you want to say? Shem hetam esalaf leisa. You want to hold to your shita, then you have a different, even a bigger kasha. Sof. Amai pliga abon alei nalez gudach ababli. Why don't you say hetam esalaf leisa? You have to find a reason that will satisfy both kashas. Why should the abon say gudach ababli? It's not an isa. And he said, yeah, I said, why should they say that? Either because Hetam is Safa Isa the way you say, or because of Kezayis, the Achilas Pras the way I say. One of the two reasons. So you have to find the explanation why the Rabbanan says it's not an Isa that I say. The answer is this. Elohan, that let go of Kutach HaBavli. Why? The less by Kezayis, the Achilas Pras. But they'll never Kezayis, the Achilas Pras. Now he explains why not. I mean, according to the way I'm saying, it's good. There's no kezayis de achilas pras. Now, there is really kezayis de achilas pras. There's a lot of bread there. And every four basin of the mixture, you have a kezayis of bread. And so it's not called kezayis de achilas pras. Why? Kutach HaBavli is a very sour and sharp thing. It's not used to eat directly. It's only used to dip something in it. dip food in it, vegetables, and eat it. So if he eats it as is, because sorry, it means he swallows it, he gulps it and eats it as is, the whole business without dipping any vegetables in it. But his mind is bottled towards all other people. Nobody eats it that way. And therefore wouldn't be higher malchus. If a man eats shelo kederach achila, eats something not in the way it's supposed to be, not called eating min ha-Torah. If a man would eat something, it's very bitter, very sour, and it's unpleasant to eat, that's not called eating. Nobody eats that. So nobody eats kuta ha-babli whole. Therefore, if you eat it whole, yes, the beer kezai is the hilus plas, we ate it whole. But that's not a way of eating, it's not called eating. So you wouldn't get malchus. And a mishter koshot, and if he smeared it on vegetables, like they always do, and ate it, lesbek, that's the hilus plas. Because counting the vegetables on which this is smeared, it would be less than the kezai's hilus plas. So therefore, according to my shittit, there's no problem here. Because, as always, in the case of Kutah HaBavli, less than Kezayas B'Chilas Pras. Again, if you would eat it whole, where there is a Kezayas B'Chilas Pras, that's an unnatural form. Shaluk Kezayas HaChilah. Even if he ate something, it's entirely Issa, not a mixture. He wouldn't be Chayav for Shaluk Kezayas HaChilah. Only way you could be Chayav is if you ate it in a natural way of dipping vegetables in it. If you dip vegetables in it, then there's no Kezayas of Chomis B'Chilas Pras. Now you can also say there's no heta mistav isa either, because there's not enough of the chametz there to be at least half as much as the non-chametz material. When he smears it, there's not enough. So therefore, it's not heta mistav isa. Say that. And now, the rest of the sugi goes on the subject of Kezayas B'Chilas Pras, is it Daraisa? That's the question. That's where we're leaving now. The Minyan Hamayim downstairs.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info at kolavigdor. Thank you.